Hi, Nolan Johnson here for iConnect 007, and we're talking Altium Live, upcoming later on this month. I'm speaking currently with Kelly Dack. He is the Altium Live Connect 2022 events host. Kelly, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nolan.
With Altium Live being virtual here in 2022, you have the honor of being what is essentially the master of ceremonies, the MC for the event. Is that correct?
I think that's pretty correct. I like to think of myself as the host, kind of a late night show host during the day, however, where we can introduce them, bring them in, and maybe even get a chance to contact them and sit them down and ask them some great questions, kind of off the table.
Keeping a little continuity between all of the technical tracks and training sessions?
Yes, of course.
Any special events or shenanigans you have planned, Kelly?
Oh my goodness, I can't let any cats out of the bag. But this event has been a 3-day ongoing event that's been consistently packed with interesting content. So day one, we have design with manufacturing, training sessions, mingling with the speakers. I have a feeling that's my job. Nexar, Altium 365 on day two, and how to keep your boards from screaming like a banshee. Good old Mr. Eric Bogatin is going to be presenting that as part of the PCB design topic. Day three, we got design for manufacturing tour with ATNS and common PCB layout mistakes that cause EMC compliance failures as an industry keynote. We've got panel discussions and breakout sessions and tracks. It's just going to be a lot to look forward, but I can't forget the fact that we are working with IPC, and the first day, Tuesday, will be walking and stationed on the show floor with our friends at iConnect in order to get a glimpse of the show floor and interact, make friends, and learn about collaboration with manufacturing, design, test. Anything that's going on that show floor can be considered a PCB design for stakeholders. And we really need to get the message out and follow through with connecting all of the parts of the PCB industry together so that we can do great things in the future.
It sounds like it should be a very exciting agenda for people to follow along with from home or work.
Yeah, this year obviously is going to be quite different than years past, being virtual, and we've got some challenges, and all of our design and manufacturing assembly communities are facing these same challenges, and no doubt we'll have chosen to stay home this year, and we want to provide an opportunity for them to tune in and not miss the show, not miss the shows, plural. We still hope for and are aiming for a huge engagement by our communities in order to keep up with what's going on in 2022 and what will be going on in the future.
Live event.
Yes, and we're so grateful for that. I look forward to hanging out with you, Nolan, and Andy, and the rest of the gang there. You mentioned tricks up our sleeve. One of those tricks has to do with getting together with you and Andy like we always do every year and having so much fun breaking out the guitars and having our blues jams and sing-alongs and attracting people just to relax and have fun during the show.
Kelly, Dak, thank you for taking the time to speak with us about what's coming up with Altium Live and your role as the events host. This is going to be very exciting.
I'm looking forward to it, Nolan, and it's going to be really good to get back together as we can, facing the current challenges, but it's a challenge and we're going to look forward to it. So really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and get the word out.
Once again, I've been speaking with Kelly Dack. He is the Altium Live Connect 2022 events host. I'm Nolan Johnson. Thanks for listening.